So, bring up the database that we created last time. That means open access and bring it up. And again, if you weren't here, then there are two samples at my website, one of which says created in 11 o'clock class previous year. One of them says created in the 12:30. So I'd open one of those if you weren't here. But if you were here, I'd prefer that you use something you created. Okay? So, those are the only two that weren't here Tuesday, right? Everybody else was here on Tuesday? Did I gave you a piece of paper for passing around it? I don't know. Okay, did I give you a piece of paper for attendance?
Yes.
Okay, just sign it and pass it along.
Oh, sign it?
Yes, that's just a blank.
That's a piece of
scrap paper.
All right.
Okay. So the attendance is coming around. Please remember that this is the week that I have to tell the school whether you're actively involved in the class, which is why I'm taking attendance again. You have to send me an email once a week. You have to do that. Okay? It can be an assignment, that's fine. But I need to hear from you once a week so that I know that you're still in the class. You can't just disappear on me. Okay? So send me an email once a week. Okay. So I'm going to go in and open my access. Okay. So I've now opened access. And I am going to pick student F19, which is the one we did. So I'm clicking on student F19. Okay? So, on here, you can click on enable content, which sometimes comes up and sometimes doesn't. We created a student database. So here is the design view. If you right click on STU and pick design view, the design view comes up. And those are the fields that I used. STU ID, STU name, major, GPA, number courses. Okay? Now notice that three of them are numbers and two of them are short text. Okay, a couple of quick things about this. Number one, you do not want embedded spaces in any of these names. So when you make a field name, when you make a table name, when you make a query name, do not use embedded spaces. Just put in the entire name. Okay? Now, the ones that are number, I come down here and under field size, I pick integer if it was a number, and I pick single if it was a decimal number. So I pick single for GPA because it was a decimal number. For my short text fields, the default was 255. And I changed it to something more realistic down here under field size. So if I change name from 255 to 30, and I change major from 255 to 2, so I made those changes in the database as I was going along. So now I have my database. And what I did next was I clicked on the little icon up here. Now what you have here is a toggle switch. This shows a query or it shows tools. Query, tools, and it toggles back and forth. So right now I've got tools in the sense of I've got the structure. And if I click on the grid up there, I go to seeing the data. If I click on the tools, I go back to seeing the structure. If I click on the grid, I see the data. And I put in about 10 records, and they are sitting there in my database table. Okay? So that's creating my table. And I can have thousands of records in here or a few records in here, but this is my table. For you that just came in, please bring up your database that we did on Tuesday. Okay, if you weren't here on Tuesday, were you here on Tuesday? Yeah, and you were, okay. So, now the next thing is I close this. The little X over here says close Stu, and so I click on that, and I'm closing it up. So I created two queries. Okay. And the two queries that I created, here's the first one. And if I click on design view, I see the query. Okay. So I have student ID number, student name, major, GPA. I decided I didn't want pen or this. Oh. Okay, somebody lost a pen. Anybody want it? I'm doing real well in the pen department. Okay. I now add another pen to my collection. Okay. So I bring down student ID number, student name, student major, student GPA. It tells me that those all came from the student table because that's the table I'm dragging them from. The check in here tells me that they will all show when I see the results. If I didn't want one of them to show, I could take off the check mark. The criteria down here is CI. I want to get everybody that has a major of CI. So I kind of have the intersection there of under major, on the criteria line, I put CI. And it's in quotes because character or string data is put in quotes. Okay, so character or string data is put into quotes. And the reason is, this is a literal. I am comparing to the literal CI. Up here, when I name these things, these are field names. But CI looks like it could be a field name. Okay, CI looks like it, same thing, just a couple of letters. But it is a literal. I don't want to compare to the content of CI. I want to compare to the literal CI. So I put it in quotes. Because up here, student ID has content. It has, in every record, it has a different student ID. Student name has content in it. On every record, I have a different student name. Okay, so those fields have content. This is a literal. I want to compare to the actual CI. I don't want to have it be a field that contains something. I want to compare to a literal CI. And we'll talk more as we keep going. I'll keep using words like literal and that sort of thing. Okay. So, that is how I compare. Now, the logic on this is I am saying, does the major equal CI? And if the answer is yes, I display. And if the answer is no, I do nothing. In other words, I don't display, so I do nothing. So only the records that had a CI in the major field are going to be displayed. the others are not going to be displayed. So that's a logic flowchart, or a segment of a logic flowchart that we use to analyze out logic. Okay? So I'm saying if the major equals CI, display. If it doesn't, don't display or do nothing. Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought you asked the question. Okay? Questions? So if I run this, by coming over here and clicking the toggle that shows the grid, I see only the CI majors. Okay? Yeah?
I don't, my computer isn't showing that right now. It just has T. Jackson, fall 2019. It doesn't have the query.
Okay, maybe you didn't make it on Tuesday. Okay, you didn't make a query. If you didn't, we'll go, okay, the way you make a query, let me finish and then I'll show, okay? We're going to go and make another query so then you can add one, okay? So this is a query, there are the results, and I go back and forth. Okay. The way I make a query is I go to create, query design. And then I click on, it shows me a bunch of tables. And I click on the add, and that brings up the table that it showed me, Stu. And then I close it. And then I bring the data down. So I bring the data down. And if I want all of the fields, I can bring them all down. If I don't want them all, I only can bring down the ones that I want to show. So I bring all of those fields down. Then if I want to have all of the ones where the number of courses is greater than 10, we'll say, I can put a greater than 10 in on number of courses. So now I want to see all of the records where the number of courses is greater than 10. And notice the 10 is not in quotes because it's a number. And numbers are not put in quotes. Okay, so now I'm saying show me all of the things that have number of courses greater than 10. And so when I click on the grid over here, it shows me, and everything that showed up has a number of courses greater than 10. Okay, so everything that shows up there has the number of courses greater than 10. Okay, one has 12, one has 14, one has 22. So they all meet the criteria. So essentially, Joe, Tony was having a problem right there.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. So all of the ones that meet the criteria show up. So management basically can say, I need to know everybody that's taking more than 10 courses. And so, or maybe those are credits, I don't know. But everybody that's taking more than 10. And they can put it down and I can then make a query and come up with a list of all of the people that have more than 10 courses, where the number of courses is greater than 10. Okay. So that's my goal here. Okay. And when I'm done, I can click on the X. You want to save the changes? Sure. And I'm going to say num courses greater than 10. So I gave it a name that's somewhat reasonable, and it has saved it. Now, last time we did a GPA, which was similar. So if I right-click and say Design View, this one had a GPA greater than 3. And again, the number is not in quotes. So this is under GPA, my criteria is that it be greater than 3. Okay. Now, let's say that I wanted CI majors that had greater than 3. So if I put CI in over here, I now am saying I want a CI major that has a GPA greater than 3. Okay? So if I put two things on the criteria line, they are in an AND relationship. So when I put them down here, I put them in a different order. I switch GPA and major. And that's perfectly acceptable. But I'm going to still ask the questions about major first. So my logic flowchart is saying, is major equal to CI? If the answer is yes, and I could have asked either of these questions first. Is the number of core, this is GPA. Is GPA greater than 3? And if the answer is yes to that, then I display. Notice the symbols that I'm using. A diamond is when I'm asking a question, and there are only two possible answers to a question, yes or no, unless you're in artificial intelligence. So if I get a yes to the question CI, and a yes to the question about GPA greater than 3, I display. Then I look at the bottom one and say, if I get a no, what do? Nothing. So I just draw the lines and close up at the bottom because I did nothing. If I get a no to the CI question, I also do nothing. So I come down and close up those two. So this is something in an AND relationship. When I have an AND relationship, I say, is the major equal CI? And is the GPA greater than 3? If they're both true, I want to display. If only one of them is true, I don't want to display. If neither of them are true, I don't want to display. So I'm only displaying if both of them are true. Okay. Questions? So I can click on the X over here and say, do you want to save the changes? Yes. I'm going to call it GPA, which is what I'd had before. Okay? And I'm going to get rid of this smart. Okay, so now I'm going to create another one. So I do create, query design, I want Stu, close, and I'm going to bring everything down. Okay. So this time I'm going to ask, is the major CI? I want to see all CI majors. And I want to see anybody else that has number of courses greater than 5. So I've got here an OR relationship because I'm saying either CI or number of courses greater than 5. So I've got something on the criteria line and something on the OR line. So this is an OR relationship. One or the other has to be true. So it's an OR relationship. So I'm asking over here, is the major equal to CI? And if it is, I want to display. Okay, because I said if the criteria is the major equal CI. If it is, I want to display. If it's not, I have a second chance, and that is for non-CI majors, is the number of courses greater than 5? And if the answer is yes, I display. If the answer is no, I do nothing and I just close up that decision and then go through the yes and through the no and close up the other decision. Notice that the display is in a parallelogram, and that's what we do if we're going to be writing something out. Some people use a rectangle, but a parallelogram is correct. The decision, again, is in a diamond. Usually, I have the yes go off to the right and the no go off to the left. And it's good to establish that rule because lots of times you'll forget to put in whys and ends. And so if you establish a rule that yes is always going off to the right, no is always going off to the left, then if you forget the whys and ends, you know they should be there. So this one is saying, if the major equals CI, display. If it's not, go down to the OR line and say, is the number of courses greater than 5? And if that's true, display. And if I get a no to both of these, I do nothing. So they're not going to display if I get a no to both of them. Okay. So we'll see if any BUs show up with this. So I come over here and I click on view or run, either one, and I see all of my CI majors, and I see one BU that had number of courses greater than 10. Greater than 5, rather. They had 10. So they had number of courses greater than 5. Okay? So those are showing up. So that met my criteria. Okay. So now let's say I want CI majors with or and GPA greater than 3 or just the number of courses greater than 5. So I want either the combination of CI and GPA greater than 3, or I want the number of courses greater than 5. Okay? So try putting that in. See if you can figure out how you would do that. Make a query that does that. Now, go ahead, now. Okay, yeah, question?
No, just put your arms straight.
Okay, so now I've got to kind of think about this one. I said I wanted CI with a GPA greater than 3. Or number of courses greater than 5. If I don't care whether those people with a number of courses greater than 5 are CI and just don't care, then I can just code it that way. If I care whether those people are, and I want them to be not CI, then I can put in here the extra criteria, because I know I've only got CI and PU. I can put PU and number of courses greater than 5. Okay? So if I care, if the number of courses greater than 5, I'm willing to have CI majors there too, then I can test it one way. If I say, no, I only want CI majors with a GPA greater than 3, then number of courses I'm looking at and saying, I only want to look at the BU majors for that. And it depends on what the interpretation is that you want to give this. So, if I have that I want to have CI majors, I put them in like this. And GPA greater than 3, I put it in like that. Okay? So I've now got the CI with a greater than 3. Now, down below, if I want to say it's only BU majors, on the next line, I put the BU in. And then I put the number of courses greater than 5. If I'm willing to let CI people show up if they have number of courses greater than 5, then I don't have to put it in the BU. I can just say CI greater than 3 or number of courses greater than 5. Okay, so it's up to me how I want to word that. Okay, so there are two possible solutions to this depending on your analysis of what number of courses greater than 5 means. Okay? Do I only want CI majors with a GPA greater than 3? Or do I want to let CI majors greater than 5 sneak in? Okay? If I don't, then my other major is BU, and so I can say BU in number of courses greater than 5. So lots of times you have to kind of think about the logic. Okay, so if I view this, there is my results. I've got CIs with GPA greater than 3, and I've got one person with number of courses greater than 5 got there because they had BU and number of courses greater than 5. So BU and number of courses greater than 5 got me that one. The others all came because they were CI with a GPA greater than 3. Okay. Okay, so now let's try this one. I want CI majors. And either GPA greater than 3.5 or number of courses greater than 5, we'll say. We'll see what that does. Okay, so now what I'm saying is I want everybody that is a CI major, and either, in addition to being a CI major, either has a GPA greater than 3.5 or number of courses greater than 5. They can have both, I don't care, but they got to have one or the other, and they have to be a CI major. So think about how you would write that. My question is, the major equal to CI? And if it's yes, I'm going to continue. If it's no, I'm done. They have to be a CI major. So if they're a CI major, then I ask, okay, is the GPA greater than 3.5? And if the answer is yes, then I display. If the answer's no, I said there was another possibility. They had to be a CI major, and they could either have a GPA greater than 3.5, or they could have number of courses greater than 5. And if that was true, it would also display. So I said it had to be a CI major, and then either the GPA had to be greater than 3.5, or if not, the number of courses had to be greater than 5. Either of those got me a display. If I got a no over here, I was out of chances. They're not going to display. If I get a no up here, I don't even bother to ask the other questions because they're not a CI major. And I connect the lower ones, and then the next level, and then the high level. So that's the logic that I have. Has to be a CI. If it's not a CI, I'm out of here. If it is a CI, then I've got two chances. either the GPA is greater than 3.5 or the number of courses is greater than 5. Okay, so putting that into the user interface, what do I write? Some brave soul will tell me what to put in here. Yeah. Okay. And I wish you hadn't asked first because you got it right. Okay, I'm going to ignore you for a minute. What else do you put in?
GPA greater than 3.5.
Right. And then or number of courses greater than 5, you come down on the or line and put greater than 5. And a lot of people do that. They say, I'll put the CI and GPA greater than 3.5 and number of courses down on the OR line. But if you just do that, the number of courses stands alone and it can be any major. So he was right. We should put the CI on both lines. And if we put the CI on both lines, then we're saying CI and GPA greater than 3.5, or CI and number of courses greater than 5. It has to be CI no matter what. So I have to put CI on both lines. Okay, I need CI on both lines. And that's probably the biggest mistake that people make. Next Tuesday, when you come to class, we're going to break up into basically an open lab. We're going to group you into groups of 3 and have you solve a series of problems with the user interface and access. And work on those and pass them in at the end of the hour. So it will have problems that will show the flowchart and problems that will show the code and the questions, and basically you've got to work them out as a group. So Tuesday's a good day not to cut, because if you're not here, then you get assigned to an online group, and that's much harder than doing it during the class hour. So just a word of advice, come Tuesday or it's harder. Okay, so now let's say I want to add in here that I also want BU students. I want all of this. And then I also want, let me take a picture, BU students. Or I want BU students with a GPA greater than 2.5, we'll say. Okay, so I also want on my list any BU students with a GPA greater than 2.5. Okay, so if I get a no to the CI, I'm going to come over here and ask about the BU, but I can't fit it on right now. But I'm going to ask about the BU over there. If they're not CI, then I'm going to ask about the BU. Okay, if the CI, I continue. If it's not, I ask about the BU. So, what am I going to put in here in order to get this BU? Try it and see, and then I'll put it up. But go ahead, put it in, try it, and then test it and see if it works.
Can you have, in the major, can you have more than just the CI in one block? Oh, it doesn't matter because the GPA would be different.
Right. You can go down here. Essentially, this line right down here can be treated like another OR line. so you can keep going down and putting in all lines, and I should have mentioned that. So at like this line right below here is another all line. And if it's another all line, then I can put stuff in there. So what am I going to put on that other all line? Yeah.
You put on BU on the next, for major. BU for the next one, then it's GPA. You wind up this 309.
Right. Okay, so I put that in, and I'm now looking for BU majors that have a GPA greater than 2.5. And if I view this, I did get one BU major that had a GPA greater than 2.5. Okay, so I've got CI majors with a GPA greater than 3.5. So that CI majors GPA greater than 3.5 is that one, that one, that one. And that one, right? Those all have GPAs greater than 3.5. One of them did not, but it had number of courses greater than 5. So that worked there. And then the BU one got me that. Okay? So those three criteria got me that collection of records. Okay. Okay. I'm going to see if I can do something, and we'll see. Wanted to take that over. Okay, so if I go back and look at what I asked for on this, okay, and what I coded on this, I have got a bigger flowchart now because I'm saying CI, and if it's yes, then I'm saying GPA greater than 3.5, and if that's true, then I display. If it's a no that I'm asking, is the number of courses greater than 5? And if the answer is yes, I display again. And if the answer is no, I have no more choices, so I close up. Now, if the answer to this is no, then I want to ask, is it a BU major? And if it is a BU major, is the GPA greater than 2.5? And if it is, I'm going to display. If it's not, I have nothing to do. And if it's not BU, I'm done. So now I've got a whole bunch of stuff on the Y side, a whole bunch of stuff on the N side. I have to put that line in that closes everything. As I said, figuring out where to put the close-ups are almost harder than the actual logic. Okay, so that's the flowchart. If I say no to BU, and then I mean, no to CI, and then I ask about BU. Okay, so that's the logic that I would go through. And off and on during this course, we'll spend a lot of time on logic flowcharts. Okay, questions? And Tuesday is when you're going to experiment with this and work in a group to kind of experiment with the user interface. Okay, so now I'm going to look at something a little different. The user interface is designed for users. So I'm going to save this. The user interface is designed for people that know a little bit about asking logic questions but don't know a whole lot. When you write a user interface, it is turned into something called SQL, or another name for it is SQL. About half the world calls it SQL and the other half the world calls it SQL. SQL is a structured query language. And if you SQL, structured query language, and if you ever look at what employers are looking for, SQL is high up in the list. They want people to know SQL because that's how you access all of the major databases that are used in regular size companies. Okay, big data has also come in, but that's being used mainly by Amazon and other big companies like that. Most companies are still using regular databases and will be for a while. So SQL is the way that we can set up a structured query language. So we're going to do that now. So I say create query design. And when this comes up, I can either click add to say I want to use the student table, or I can, in the case of SQL, close. I'm going to do add the first time and then I'll close the next time. So I'm saying add, then I'm closing, and I am coming over here under file and I'm looking for what is called SQL view. So under file, I'm getting SQL view. And I'm clicking on that. Now what it comes up with is I'm putting this in Notepad because it is basically impossible to read the way it comes up. But what it did was it said, all right, I'm going to make a select statement. And a select statement is a query when I'm asking questions. And I had told it I was using the Stu table. So it put in from Stu because it knew that I wanted to use the Stu table. If I had not picked the Stu table, if I had just closed, the only thing you would see there would be the select and the semicolon. Okay? So I've now got the select from Stu, but I need to tell it what to select. So what I can put in here is a select asterisk, which means select everything. Asterisk means I want everything, all the fields, all five fields. Okay? So I'm saying select asterisk from Stu. So if I come over here, I've got select asterisk from Stu. And again, you don't have to put it in Notepad. I'm doing that just because it's not readable up here. Okay, so as soon as I click on that grid or on run, either one, I will see all of the records because it is doing select asterisks from Stu. And so I got all five fields and I've got all my records. So it's showing me everything. And that's basic SQL. select asterisks from Stu. Yeah?
Can I click on file?
Underneath file, not on file. Oh, underneath file.
No, underneath, like when you...
That little arrow that's kind of underneath file, if you click on that, SQL view comes up.
Let's see. I see. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, it's a little arrow that's kind of under the icon. Okay. So that is showing me everything. Okay, so that produced that. Now I want to change this, and I want to see, like we saw with the user interface, only records where there is a CI major. So I say where major equals CI. And again, the CI is in quotes. So by doing this, I'm saying select all the fields from Stu where major equals CI. And so it is only going to show me the records where major equals CI. So I'm going to go and go back to SQL view, and I'm going to put that in there. Select asterisks from Stu where major equals CI. And if I then run this, what I've got is all of the records where major equals CI. Okay? So when you write the user interface code, Access turns it into this and executes. Okay? And if you are a developer that understands SQL, you've got a lot more power than the end user does. Because in SQL, I can do an amazing amount of things, whereas the user interface has limitations on how much you can do. So now let's say that I want to change this, and I only want to see certain fields. Wait a minute. So instead of putting the asterisk there, I can say Stu ID number, or I'm going to just put Stu ID. And we'll see an error that comes up. Stu name, major, GPA. Okay, so I'm saying those are the fields I want to see. Stu ID, Stu name, major, GPA, from Stu, where major equals CI. So I'm going to copy this and paste it up here. And then I'm going to tell it to run. And notice I got an error. And the reason I got an error was Stu ID is not the name of the field. It is Stu IDNO, Stu ID number. And so it doesn't know what I'm talking about with Stu ID. Okay? So I'm just going to cancel that, and I'm going to fix this to say IDNO. And I'm changing it here to say NO, and now I'm going to run it. And now it is given me only the CI majors. And it is not showing number of courses. So I'm limiting the fields that it's showing, and I am limiting the major equals CI. So now I want to say CI and GPA greater than 3.5. Okay? So I want to change it. The where can have an and on it. All right, he had something else. So try putting that in, and GPA is greater than 3.5. And try running that and seeing if it works. So I'm going to put in here, and GPA is greater than 3.5. Okay? Now, one other comment I should make. Notice I capitalized with select the firm aware. That's me. That's not required. You could have done it all in the lowercase. I just think it kind of makes the clauses stand out better if I capitalize. This is the select clause. This is the from clause, this is the where clause. But it is not required. It could have all been done in uppercase, in lowercase. Uppercase you tend to avoid. So now I've got this, and I come over here, and I can run this. And there is, I selected ID number, stu name, major, GPA from stu, where major equals CI and GPA is greater than 3.5. Okay. In the last class when I was doing something similar to this, I forgot and I wrote major and I didn't put the comma and I put GPA. It will come up and yell at you when you do anything like that. So I got an error on that, looked at it. Error is not terribly helpful. You go through and you just kind of figure out, wait a minute, I'm supposed to have a comma there. Can you put in a comma? Okay. So, if I take out the comma and do a file save. Whoops, I don't actually want to save that. Let me come over here. And I take out the comma there. And I try to run it. It comes up and says, syntax error, missing operator in query expression. And then it shows you major GPA. So it's basically giving you a hint where it is. And you can go and fix that, and then it will run. So I needed the comma in there. Okay, I can also change this to an or. So if I change the and to an or, then it is looking for that. Okay, and I'm not sure what I'm going to get when I try running this. Okay. So everything was a CI and there was nobody else. If I go back and wait a minute. I change this to greater than 2.5. Let's see what I get. Then I picked up a BU major. So when I change this to greater than 2.5, I picked up a BU major. Okay? So this is the OR. The CI got me everybody else, but that greater GPA greater than 2.5 got me one of the BU majors. Okay. Okay. In the other one, we had looked at a major equals CI, and let's go with and. Wait a minute. I should have taken a picture of if. Of all of there. I gotta remember to delete the other one with the and in it. Okay. So if I change this and say I want, for example, CI and GPA greater than 3.5, or BU and NUM courses greater than 9. We'll see if anything comes up. Okay, I have purposely made a mistake here. Does anybody see the mistake I've made? Yeah.
Do you have to say major equals?
Right. That was what? Okay. That's right. I have to say major equals because I said, oh, BU. It doesn't know what he's supposed to be checking for BU. Okay? It's lost. So I have to put in there the or major equals. So each of these conditions has three parts. You have to give the two things you're comparing. I'm comparing major BU. I'm comparing number of courses 9. And you have to tell how you're comparing them. Greater than, equal to, whatever. So you need those three parts before it will work. Okay? So now I've got this. And I'm going to go to the SQL view and put that in. And try running it. And that's what I get. So the CI and a GPA greater than 2.5, I probably should have said 3.5 there. Or major is BU, and the number of courses is greater than 9. Now, my problem here is I can't validate the number of courses is greater than 9 because I didn't tell it to print number of courses. Okay? So, I'm assuming it's right, but I don't know that. So, I'm going to go back and put in num course. And now when I put in num course, and I view it, it now is showing me num course, and I can see that num course for the BU is indeed greater than 9, it's 10. So I want to show what I'm testing or else I don't know whether it's working or not. Okay. So I want to show all of those fields. Okay, now another thing about this is there is the mathematical rule that ands are resolved before ors. So logic truth is that ands are resolved before ors. So that means when it does this, it will take a look at this, and that will be the first thing it does. It says major and. The second thing it does is it resolves this and. And then I've got either of these, so the third thing it does is do the or. Okay, so it resolves the and, resolves all of the ands, and then it says, okay, now I'm going to compare CI and GPA greater than 2.5, or it's got to be BU and NUM courses greater than 9. It's got to be one or the other of those two. So ands get resolved before ors. Questions.
So the BU doesn't have to be have a GPA of anything. You're not requiring.
That's right.
Okay.
Anybody with a major BU, I only want to know how many courses they've taken. Okay. Okay, your homework this week are three things, and they're due next Thursday, a week from today. You have to upload your page to the web. Okay, so you have to upload your web page. You have to take the quick quiz, and I posted the wrong date. So I gave you until Thursday on that. Frequently, I give you less time on quizzes. Mainly because I want you to read it or something. This quiz is asking a bunch of questions, and I would also like you to read chapter 1 in the book. And as I told you, if you don't have chapter 1, I know where you can find it. Go to Amazon, look up the book, and it does the... You can look here and see chapter 1. See inside. See inside shows you chapter 1. So if you didn't buy the book, you can still read chapter 1. And I think that's one of the most important chapters in the book. So you can get that for free by going to Amazon and reading it. I'm not supposed to say that. Okay, number 3, you have an access database. And what I want you to do there... Okay, so here's the structure that you have to set up. I want you to set up a table containing the following fields: an ID number, name of a resource, and I gave you resources down here, such as entrepreneurship or financial aid or advisement. Okay? If you recall, I told you that CSS 101 or whatever is covered in this. And one of the things they want you to know is what resources the college has. So I figure you might as well develop a database of those resources. Okay? So you're developing a database of the resources. And an example might be that. Although I don't think April uses that anymore. I think I heard the other day. So, and then down below, after you've got the database set up, there are 7 queries that you need to do. Okay. So give the queries a try. Hopefully you'll learn more about queries on Tuesday. So go back and check yourself and see if you did it right after Tuesday. Or wait till Tuesday and do the queries then. I don't care. Okay? So those are your assignments that are due next Thursday. And we are done. Questions? Joe, and I got his name right this time. Joe will be here starting now, or if he wants to go get some lunch, we actually let him do that. So starting at 2, he will be here for the next 3 hours. So if you're confused, if you have questions, if you're lost, stay and hang out with him for a little while and learn how to do